me pretty baby in my heart just stop. That's how I like it. That's how I like it. That's how I like it, pretty baby. Don't you never, never change your ways. You make me feel hotter than the wind, and I heave. That's how I like it. That's how I like it. That's how I like it. That's how I like it, pretty baby. Don't you never, never change your ways. Do it one more time. Now I always catch a sugar, flirting with the boys, so give me balls. That's how I like it. That's how I like it, pretty baby. Don't you never, never change your way. The fox is in my hen house, boss, I'm in the barn. So my bunny, baby, ain't no things in never. Yeah, that's how I like it. That's how I like it. That's how I like it, pretty baby. Don't you never, never change your way. That's how I like it, pretty baby. Don't you never, never change your way. That's how I like it, pretty baby. Don't you never, never change.
Good evening, freaks. This is Annika Chan, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm joined tonight by my wonderful co-host, guest.
Interesting.
Sorry.
Well, as a whale-in, Annika's guest.
No, I'm sorry. Okay. I was going to say co-guest.
We're both guests now.
We're co-guests. I don't know. Whose show is it? It's the freaks, isn't it?
Well, it kind of does feel like we're guests in our own show, because this is our new time slot.
OMG.
It's so foreign to us.
This is such a great time slot. Like, come on.
God bless.
10 p.m. on a Sunday night.
No more 1 a.m. on Thursdays. It's glorious.
That was really rough last semester, because I'd be walking home at, like 2:15 in the morning. There are a couple times it was like snowing out, and then I had to go to the SMFA in the morning the next day.
Wait, you had to... Oh. That
yeah.
Sucks.
It does suck. I had an 11 a.m. It wasn't the worst. But...
Oh, okay. I mean, it could be better, for sure.
Yeah, just the SMFA commute in general.
There, I did, like, thanks to it ending at 2 a.m., I did have a few decent, like, main character type moments.
Because nobody was around, and I always walk up across the academic quad where the steam vents are, and I, like, walk through a cloud.
Crazy at night.
It's awesome. And yeah, I just remember one time it was like snowing and it had the quiet that snow brings, you know?
Yeah.
And I think I was listening to Vashti Bunyan in my headphones.
Well, that's amazing because we're going to put on some Vashti later tonight, aren't we?
Oh, yes, we are. And I was just standing in front of the steam vents and I was like, this rocks.
Hot girls love steam vents.
Yeah. So that is what I'm saying. Yeah. So won't have that so much this semester, but I think it is well worth it.
We've gotten a lot of steam vents in our day.
Yeah, I've had enough.
So you don't want to have too many steam vent moments because then it becomes less special.
That's so true.
Right? Did you ever have to read that short story or like essay in high school written by Mark Twain about the Mississippi River, where he's like, I used to be enchanted by the Mississippi River and now it means nothing to me.
I can't say I did do that, but I think there's a lot to be learned from that, and it is don't spend too much time standing in front of steam vents or you'll lose the magic of...
The Mississippi River.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, with that, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Please let everybody know that Confessions of a Freak will be every Sunday night at 10 p.m. for the rest of the semester.
So true.
All right, so let's just get into our... first song for the evening. This is Today is the Day by Yola Tango. I've been deep in the Yola Tango phase recently.
Free her.
Yeah. Free me. Anyways, it's a great song. You know, it's... I'll just let you enjoy it. All right. Without further ado, Today is the Day. All right, that was just Today's the Day by Yola Tango. And up next, well, let's have a little chit-chat, shall we? While we were off air, Eliza and I were talking about the Return and Renewal show at the SMFA right now. Second floor, Terrace Gallery. If you do happen to go to the SMFA at any point during February, you should go check it out. It is run by the SGA and the Asian American Center here at Tufts. So,
and Annika has two really amazing paintings in it. Like, so good. Oh, I meant to tell you, the one that you guys can all see with two people in it in front of the laundromat, I was always under the impression that that was, like, at least 2 feet by, like, 4 feet. Mm-hmm. And what are the dimensions of it?
Oh, it's 8 by 14 inches.
Yeah, so I was really surprised when I saw that. I don't know why I had it in my head that it was just massive. Or at least as big as the other painting you have on show right now.
Yeah, the other one's 30 by 40, so I went for some different dimensions.
A nice range, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's fantastic, and everybody should go check them out.
Yeah, you should go support the Asian American artist community at Tufts in the SMFA. Please go out. And happy Lunar New Year to anybody who celebrates. That was just this past week. Do we have anything else to say, to promote, to plug? Or next song.
Next song.
Next song. All right, the next song is I Follow You by Melody's Echo Chamber.
I'm not afraid to die.
That was just I Follow You by Melody's Echo Chamber. And next up, we have a pick from Eliza.
Yes, so this next song is I Miss You, parentheses, part one, correct?
yeah,
by correct. By David Ruffin. And I recently discovered this song because I got a new record player, which is very exciting. And thank you. And over the summer, when I was on a farm in New Hampshire with Annika, actually, I went to a used book and record store and I found a used version of David Ruffin's Greatest Hits. And I was like, heck yeah, awesome. And then I proceeded to not listen to it until approximately a week ago. And then I, among other songs that I already know very well, you know, My Girl, I Wish It Would Rain, etc.
Mm-hmm.
I found this one, which I hadn't heard before, and it's so good. And I've just kept that record on the record player. I haven't really listened to anything else recently. 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Oh. I also think the album title for this is so funny because it's David Ruffin space ellipses at his best. Like, there's no, like, I don't know. Is this really funny? Is this funny to other people or is this just me? There's something about ellipses that are, like, great.
Oh, ellipses. For some reason, when you said ellipses, I was picturing a colon and I was like, oh, that's hilarious. But ellipses are good and yeah. Silly. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm validating you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Anyways, well, let's get to the music, shall we?
Mm.
Crying and crying. Oh, 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 ah, 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 ah. I'll hang it up, get back in my room.
Alright, that was just I Miss You Part 1 by David Ruffin, followed by Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison. And I just found that song recently because I've been rewatching Master of None on Netflix. Such a good show. Man, I don't know what it is about this show, but it holds such a special place in my heart. And this song is playing at the scene where the main character is with this girl, and it's like, after Father John Misty, like, secret pop-up show, and they're going to the after party, and this song is playing, and it's awesome. Everybody should watch the show. Anyways, next up, we have Venus as a Boy by Bjork.
Sweet, yeah, a sun.
All right, that was Venus as a Boy by the Bjork. And Annika and I were just having a lovely conversation about a film she just introduced to me, if you'd like to elaborate.
So my friend Alessandra introduced me to this Soviet animation called Hedgehog in the Fog.
Amazing.
And it's great.
Already groundbreaking.
It's cute, a little scary, and also really impressive. Like, I don't understand. Ooh. I just, like, knocked into the keyboard. Like, how they were able to animate like that back then. It's, like, maybe from the 70s, I want to say. But anyways, I was thinking about it because Bjork has a music video that's inspired by Hedgehog in the Fog. And I'm not sure if it's Venus as a Boy or which song it is, but... would recommend.
Man, 70s and 80s animation goes so hard.
It really does.
I'm such a fan. Yeah. And I'm very excited to watch that. Oh my gosh, one of my history professors introduced a website to us for like finding sources related to our class, which is about like World War II, Great Depression, and the Cold War. And it's called like Socialism on Film or something. And I was trying to do research for this paper we have due tomorrow. And I was getting so distracted. I was like, I'm supposed to be finding sources, but I just want to watch these videos. So I wonder if that's on there, actually.
Spoken like a true history major. I feel like it would be on there. It's like a pretty important animation from my really limited knowledge of animation history.
No, so true. It seems very cool. I was looking at pictures. What was the name of it again?
Hedgehog in the Fog.
Okay, excellent. Everybody write that down.
Write it down.
Look it up.
Hurry.
Quick, you're running out of time. Okay.
Sound it up.
Up next, we have Growing Up by Deb Talon, which is a fantastic song that I listened to so much in my first semester of coming to Tufts. It was one of many songs related to growing up and being away from home, and it was one of my favorites, so I hope you guys enjoy it.
Child, and we all lived in the wild, and we married and carried you in our arms and in our hearts. We were two and three, full and few, just to be with you, see what you made us feel, and we're just like every day. Love you like the day,
even
it's your
though
birthday.
Your mother's suddenly crying, she says it is a cake in the kitchen. You know she's lying. Your brother's fighting over your balloons. Still your radio is playing all your favorite tunes. And Daddy is taking Peter Pan from the shelf, and we'll read it out loud, though you could read it yourself. You're growing up. Sleep in the deep, knowing it now, knowing how it's heavy, though we can help it go. Wanna package up the world like a present, we fell and try again.
Even
it's
though your mother
day.
Is suddenly crying, she says it is a cake in the kitchen, you know she's lying. Your brother's fighting over your balloons, still the radio is playing all your favorite tunes. And Daddy is taking Peter Pan from the shelf, and he'll read it out loud, though you could read it yourself. You're growing up, you're growing. So dark, we're lonely people do take too much, take too fast, eat too much. I wish there could be more of your kind. We're strong, we'll ride along.
Even though your mother is suddenly crying, she says it is a cake in the kitchen. You know she's lying. Your brother's fighting over your balloons. Still the radio is playing all your favorite tunes. And Daddy is taking Peter Pan from the shelf, and you'll read it out loud, though you could read it yourself. You're growing up. Don't grow away. Don't grow away. Don't
Rachel was a year older when I was in the second grade. I thought she might know everything. I took her word like a golden ring. I asked her how to win Lockman, and she said, I know just the thing. Give me lip gloss and a hair toss, and after school, a lesson in kissing. She called me by the name of her crush. I couldn't decide if she was cold or Justin. I think I called her baby or darling most of the time. We take turns being seduced, imagining the day would come into use. Imagining the day we'd start breaking hearts and taking names. She wanted a three-story house.
All right, that was Just Growing Up by Deb Talon.
Very good.
Followed by Kissing Lessons by Lucy Dacus. That is her new release, came out this week. I saw this thing on Twitter. There were apparently flyers up around some city, maybe New York. I wasn't really paying attention. Anyways, somebody's like, oh my God, Lucy, put up these flyers. It's like you have to plug in the number. And me being the person I am, I was like, oh yeah, I'll call this number.
I will call Lucy Dacus.
Yeah. So I called it, and it was the song, which was really cool. But it was like run through this like audio distorted thing, so mm-hmm. you couldn't really fully hear the song, but it was like the day before the release.
Ooh, freaky.
It was pretty cool. I love Lucy Dacus. My friend ran into her over the summer and like a food line.
Oh yeah, the food line.
Yeah, classic food line moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were both getting lunch at some sort of outdoor festival, and she got to talk to her, which is awesome.
That's pretty neat.
Anyways, do you have a PSA for us, Eliza?
Oh, do I ever have a PSA?
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
Your eyes are the windows to your health. Healthier eyes make for a healthier you. Find a window of time to schedule an eye exam. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. The words healthy eyes together without a space looks really weird on paper, if anyone was curious.
You ever did? Okay. How do you spell yes?
Is this a trick question?
Wait, I don't think I did the joke right. spell yes for me.
Y-E-S.
And then what is E-Y-E-S?
Eyes.
It's supposed to be, people like get really confused and they're like, E-Yes? It's not.
That did not work out great for you, did it?
No, but I know that when the first time somebody asked me that, like as a joke, I was like, what is E-Y-E-S? I don't.
Someone explain. Truly, the word eyes does not look like a real word.
You know what also looks fake? Crazy. I've tweeted about this before. A Z and a Y next to each other? That's insane.
You could say it's.
Don't even go there.
Okay.
Well, we have a very special song up next. Me and my roommate were listening to this last night, and it was such a moment. Shout out to Ashley. I remember, I was telling Eliza this earlier, I remember watching MTV when I was younger, and the music video for this would play, like, a lot for whatever reason. I mean, it was a popular song. And that transformed me watching this. And you know what? I'm just going to let it transform you, too. Here is The Only Exception by Paramore. Man, Hayley Williams killed it.
She gets it.
She gets it. She really does. And you know what we noticed right after we went off air is that the album that The Only Exception comes from is called Brand New Eyes, just like our PSA. So, you know, just wanted to enforce that.
Just something to consider.
Yeah. And Eliza and I both wear glasses. We stand by this.
Yes, we do. I wore my glasses for the first time in so long today, and I remembered why I haven't worn them in so long.
Do you usually wear contacts?
Yeah. They fogged up just any time I stepped outside, and then for like half an hour whenever I stepped back inside.
Yeah, I saw this tweet that was like, people with glasses and people without glasses have been living completely different pandemics.
They have.
Everywhere I go, it's like I can't see anything because it's just always fogging.
I do really have the benefit of contacts, though. That changed the game.
I used to wear contacts. This really? Isn't interesting. They don't need to know this. Guys, so this voice that you've never seen its body, you know.
It wears glasses.
It wears glasses, and it used to wear contacts. Anyways, what's up next, Eliza?
Okay, next up we have a song called Agatka. Agatka? Parentheses, Agatha, You're Being Melodramatic, which is a song by Weather Day. Who is an artist I love. I believe they're from Sweden. They do some hyperpop. No, not hyperpop. I was going to say hyperpop adjacent. I wouldn't even say that. It's more just like new emo.
This is classic emo. So this is a perfect transition.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I definitely planned that. Anyway, Weather Day is fantastic. Everyone should check them out. My favorite song by them is My Sputnik Sweetheart, which is fantastic, but it's about 13 minutes long, so I thought we could forego that for this show.
Is that based on the Haruki Murakami book?
I honestly don't know. I've wondered that, but I've never
maybe
looked
we can
deeper
research
into it.
And get back to the fans.
Yes,
after
of course.
This intermission.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, guys. Agatka.
As long as you are by my side, it feels like everything's going. Thank you.
soft summer breeze makes me think of my babe. Magnolia, you're sleeping. You drive on me mad. Got to get back to you, babe. You're the best I ever had. You're the best I ever had. Whisper good morning so gently in my ear. I'm coming home to you, babe, as soon as they.
Was just Magnolia by JJ Cale, followed by Don't Believe by Vashti Bunyan. And those are our final songs of the evening. Again, I found Magnolia from Master of None because I guess I just consume, I'm very easily influenced by the media I consume.
Every episode we have at least one song from Euphoria or
it's always me.
Some A24 movie. I mean, it is you most of the time, yeah.
The truth. I appreciate that you keep it real with me, Eliza.
We're both guilty, though.
Yeah. Shout out to my friend Maddie Wilson, who's also a WMFO DJ, because she also loves this song. And any final thoughts for the evening, or should we say goodnight?
Make sure to stay tuned in for Danny's show coming up next, because it's going to be awesome.
Yes. This is Confessions of a Freak, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Good night, freaks.
Good night, freaks.